looking for help to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell, at the angle, it goes to Dan Bell. Bell, head fakes, doesn't take the shot. Out away from the action is Prince Stevenson. Bounce pass to Henry in the lane, right to the basket, and lays up the shot and misses. Rebound brought down by number 44, Ray Petrick. Petrick is the way it's pronounced. To number 34, that's Peter Locke. The ball is stolen. Here comes Robert Maxwell the other way. Maxwell, free throw line jumper up, no good. First miss in a couple of ball games. The rebound will not go by Abraham Parrish. And there is a foul on Casper College. Sean Smith, a young man from Los Angeles, 6-foot-inch freshman forward. Smith with the foul. Did they say it's on the rebound or on the shot? They say on the rebound. It's out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. First team foul on Casper. Not quite a minute gone. Robert Maxwell misses his first shot of two ball games. Three games. Inbounds comes to Stevenson. Bank shot no good. There will be a foul reach in, and it may be on Sean Smith again. And this time Stevenson will shoot two. Sean Smith has his second personal foul. Second team foul, and Stevenson will go to the free throw line. 19:03 left in the first half, just underway, and no scores yet. Into the lineup comes Rick DeMoncos, a 6'9 sophomore who was a starter earlier in the year, comes in quickly to replace Sean Smith. Stevenson, first shot good. And Stevenson breaks the ice. Dixie leads 1-0. Brent Stevenson is due for a good ball game. It's been a little while since he's had a good offensive show. Second shot by Stevenson, good. And Dixie leads 2-0. 19:03 left in the first half, and full court pressure by the Rebels. Henry at the angle, it goes to Tony Gulley, a little point guard. Gulley is quick, pass underneath, and Brent Stevenson has his hand on number 42, Herb Clark. And Stevenson, who has been a total frustration for Dixie in the last couple of ball games, picks up a personal foul, hand on the back of DeMoncos. It's a common foul, out of bounds to Casper College. Inbound, ball knocked away on the floor, picked up by Henry, and they call a 3-second violation on Casper. Dixie had the basketball. DeMoncos was sitting in the 3-second area, could not get out. 2-0 Dixie. 18:47 left in the first half. A little ragged to begin, both sides. Neither team shooting particularly well. Stevenson to the high post, pass intended for Bell, dribbled away. Bell gets it back to Henry out of the corner. Shot up, no good, and the foul will go to Tony Gulley. Gulley took a swipe at the basketball and got Ricky Henry. That's the third team foul on Casper College. And to the free throw line goes Ricky Henry to shoot a couple. Gulley, a young man from Chicago, Illinois. A correction, from Peoria. 6-foot sophomore, leading scorer on the team, averaging about 21 points per game. Dixie leads 2-0, but has yet to get a field goal. Casper, Wyoming, yet to get a point. Shot up and good by Ricky Henry, and Dixie leads 3-0 from the free throw line. The officials for this game are Dan Crawford and David Honig. Those three officials worked a game earlier today that saw a new record in personal fouls called on team. 4-0. Dixie out in front. Full court pressure by the Rebels. In backcourt, DeMoncos has the ball stolen by Dan Bell. Out in front of everybody. Lays it up, and he is hammered to the ground by DeMoncos. Will be shooting two. Casper just cannot keep up with Dixie. Correction by Petrick. Petrick the man. Petrick and DeMoncos up there. Dixie just a little too quick up front right now. And Dan Bell to go to the free throw line. Ended up on his knees. Bell's bottom is hurting after that injury at Eastern Arizona. Bell to shoot a couple. That's the fourth team foul on Casper. Bell, it's the first one. Nobody has a field goal yet. 5-0, Dixie, all from the free throw line. And four team fouls on Casper. Second shot is up, soft, and good. And Dan Bell has his first 2 points. Make it 6-0, Dixie. And full court pressure, inbounds, almost stolen to DeMoncos. DeMoncos to Tony Gulley, and he'll hug the basketball till the traffic passes into forecourt. Dixie with a man-to-man defense. Gulley goes right to the baseline, and they call a foul on Maxwell, reaching in and holding Maxwell. Grabbing just a little bit, has his first personal. That's the second team foul on Dixie. Gulley went around Dixie. Dixie may be wound a little bit too tight. They were so loose the last couple of days and relaxed, but tonight they have been very serious. We'll wait and see. High post. The pass comes into Herb Clark, 6'8 sophomore. Clark, the number two scorer on this team at about 13 points a game. At the angle, it goes to DeMoncos. Out in front, it comes to the point. to Peter Locke, 6'5 guard. Locke looks for help. He goes to the postman, Clark. Turnaround jump shot over Stevenson. Good. And that's the first field goal in the ball game. Period. 17-56. Dixie leads 6-2. All from the free throw line. Parrish, 18-footer up too long. Long rebound comes to Gully. Reach in by Maxwell. No foul call. Fast break Casper. Lean in shot by Locke. No good. Rebound taken by Maxwell off his hands. Can't hang on to it. Out of bounds. Parrish and Maxwell both hustling after the basketball, and Dixie being stone cold right now. 6-2, Dixie leads all from the free throw line. Inbounds comes to Gully. Baseline jump shot over Bell, no good. High for the rebound is Ricky Henry. Henry reverses, comes out on the left-handed dribble. Quick pass into forecourt to Parrish. Parrish looks cross-court, gives back to Henry, who lays it up and in. Assist to Parrish. Ricky Henry with the basket, and it's 8-2. Dixie out in front. Dixie has their first field goal with 2.5 minutes gone in the ball game. 17-27 left in the first half. First round of the Final 16, the Sweet 16, if you will, that has been referred to in the NCAA, is just as sweet in the NJCAA. 8-2, Dixie out in front of Casper. Tony Gully leaves it out in front for Peter Locke against Henry. Locke trying to get around Henry, leans in, can't get the shot away, gets it to Petrick. Jump shot, good, and Ray Petrick comes out to the point and gets the second field goal, making 8-4, Dixie out in front. Maxwell right to the point. Looks for help. Gets it to the high post to Stevenson. Stevenson to Parrish. Parrish whirls on DeMonco's. Leans in. Gets the shot up. It banks. Will not go. Rebound knocked away by Henry. And they say out of bounds to Casper. So Parrish had the ball hang on the rim and just would not go. Some contact underneath. These officials have worked Big Ten. They've worked major college. And so they'll let a little more contact go. 8-4. Dixie with full court pressure. Casper with the basketball in backcourt. Lead pass comes to DeMonco against Stevenson. Jump shot waved at by Henry. No good. Long rebound comes to Parrish. Dixie on the fast break. Three on three. Parrish at the angle looks for help. Bounce pass to the baseline to Bell. Bell almost steps on the end line. Into the corner it goes to Stevenson. Out in front to Parrish. Parrish looks for help. Wants to go back to Stevenson. Now bounce pass in deep to Stevenson to the basket. Lays it up and in. Stevenson posts up and whirls to his left and right to the basket for two. Make it 10-4. Dixie out in front by six. Into forecourt. Locke against the full court man-to-man pressure. Henry almost gets a foul on reaching in. Locke wants to lean in and get the shot. Cannot. Locke lob underneath. Intended for Clark. Thrown away. Stevenson fronting Bell from behind. And Ricky Henry does a little applause on that one. Casper not pressing Dixie. 16:09 left in the first half. And Dixie out in front. 10-4. Dixie comes in ranked number 4 in the nation with a 31-1 record. Dan Bell looks for help trying to get it to Parrish. Leaves it for Parrish in the corner. Parrish trying to direct traffic. Pass goes to Stevenson. Leans in. Bank shot from 5. Good. And Brent Stevenson warming to the occasion as his second basket. 6 points. Timeout Casper with 15:49 left in the half. 12-4. Dixie back in 60 seconds.
You're listening to KDXU St. George.
Fresh goodness and country charm atmosphere. It comes home to you at the Sugarloaf, anytime, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In the tradition of a fine country kitchen, the Sugarloaf sparkles with brass, and the aroma of fresh baked bread fills the air. To us, homemade means fresh made daily, just the way you like it. The Sugarloaf.
George College in these basketball games. They take pleasure in bringing all the action to you for your enjoyment. These games are brought to you in part by Capco Petroleum in Cedar City and Ernie's Arco in St. George.
And the full court pressure has befuddled Casper. Right now, the pressure has been too much. Inbounds comes to DeMonco's. DeMonco's gets it back to Locke. Locke lead pass comes to Tony Gully. Gully from 18. Shot good. And Casper starting to warm to the occasion. Gully gets his first shot. 12-6, Dixie out in front by 6. Robert Maxwell at the angle. Casper will stay into that man-to-man defense. High post, it goes to Stevenson. Lob underneath, gets to Parrish, gets away. Muscle shot, puts it up, travel call on Parrish. Parrish shuffled the pivot foot as he went to the basket. So a turnover by Dixie, 12-6. Parrish missed the basket. Parrish has struggled over the last couple of ball games, but the rest of the Dixie team has picked up the slack. In backcourt, Locke against Henry. Stutter dribble, gets into forecourt, reverses with the right hand. Locke in the lane, has the ball knocked away by Henry, and they call the foul on Henry. Do they rule a common foul or a two-shot foul coming up? That's the next question. Henry has his first, and they'll say two-shot foul. They say Locke was going after the basket. That's a third-team foul on Dixie. Casper has 4 team fouls so far, 12-6. Dixie out in front of the ball game. With 15:16 left in the first half, and Peter Locke at the free throw line for the first time for the Thunderbirds. Shot up and no good. Locke misses the first free throw. Locke, 6'5" ball player from Chicago, Illinois. Shot up and short. Rebound cleared away by Brent Stevenson. So two missed free throws to Henry, to Parrish into forecourt. Parrish pops with a 15-footer and banks it home. And Abraham Parrish, leading scorer for Dixie, has his first 2 points, 14-6. Dixie out in front by 8 points again with 15 minutes left in the first half. Locke into forecourt against Ricky Henry. Locke looks for help, trying to find somebody underneath, goes to the high post to Clark. Turnaround jump shot, soft, not enough. Rebound tap, no good. Rebound on the floor, taken by Brent Stevenson. Outlet pass to Henry, lead pass to Maxwell. Back to Henry for two. Beautiful fast break, and Ricky Henry has 6 points. Make it 16-6. Dixie out in front by 10 points with 14:38 left in the first half. Locke into forecourt, wants the reverse on Henry. Dixie starting to warm to the occasion at the angle. Patrick out in front, it comes to DeMoncus. DeMoncus trying to pass it to Gully, throws the ball away. Gully trying to get away from Robert Maxwell, could not. And Robert Maxwell hanging in there. Ricky Henry gives a little signal to Neil Roberts that apparently he's winded or has twisted something. Brent Wade into the lineup. Wade in, and Ricky Henry to sit down. Wade and Henry to do the honors in backcourt. Ricky Henry is hurting for some reason, maybe has injured a wrist. We'll wait and see. 16-6. Dixie out in front by 10. At the angle, Abraham Parrish, jump shot from 20. Good! Abraham Parrish with his second basket. And Dixie definitely warming to the occasion. 18-6, 12-point lead. Into forecourt, Peter Locke across the 10-second line, trying to find somebody underneath, covered by Brent Wade. Bounce pass, knocked away, stolen by Brent Stevenson. 4-on-2, fast break. Stevenson plays point guard and dribbles it right into the hands of Petrick. Stevenson didn't give it up to the guards. Nice thought, Brent, but it didn't work that time. 18-6, Dixie out in front by 12. Locke at the point, Dixie man-to-man defense. Lob underneath goes to Gully against Bell. Gully puts the shot up and in, but it will not count. Bell fouls ahead of time before the shot. That's the first personal on Dan Bell, and Steve Schreiner ready to come back in. Brent Stevenson to sit down. Brent Stevenson starting hot. Schreiner in to replace Brent Stevenson, and Stevenson comes out looking awfully tired. It's a warm gymnasium. It's out of bounds to Casper College. Inbounds, knocked away. Into the lineup is number 40, Sean Smith again, and the ball is stolen by Abraham Parrish. 18-6, Dixie by 12. Maxwell forces a pass into forecourt to Schreiner. Muscle shot, good! Schreiner turned right into the defense and still muscled it up in him through arms and you name it. 20-6, Dixie by 14. Pass in backcourt, comes to Gully. Gully dribbles quickly into forecourt, goes with a right-handed shot, banks it home. Gully with his second basket. Make it 20-8. Here comes Dixie on the fast break the other way. A little bit of run and gun. Maxwell into the corner to Wade. Bounce pass goes to Schreiner. Turn around, bank shot. God, Steve Schreiner. Schreiner has had the double hot hand. And so far, Dixie putting everything together. 22-8. Dixie out in front. At the angle, Locke finally gets it to Gully. Gully trying to break the pressure, lays it up and in. And Gully, with two men on him, gets his third basket. 22-10. Dixie by 12 again, is led by as much as 14. Robert Maxwell at the point against the man-to-man defense to Brent Wade. Wade looks for help to Dan Bell at the point. Bell at the left angle to Maxwell. Maxwell looks for Parrish, can't get it to him. To Wade at the point. Parrish at the angle. Head fakes. Wants to get the shot away. Now one bounce dribble. Leans in. Can't get the shot. Bounce pass goes to Bell. Underneath. Head fakes. Puts the shot up. Travel call on Bell. Head fakes once too often. Into the lineup comes Herb Clark again. To sit down is DeMoncos, the 6'9 sophomore. So right now, six men being rotated through there out of the five positions for Casper. 22-10. Dixie out in front with 12-28. Left in the first half of play. Dixie, one of the higher scoring teams coming into this tournament. Dixie dropped into a 3-2 zone. At the angle, it goes to Smith. Into the low post to Clark. Out in front, it comes to Locke. Casper may have to prove they can shoot from long distance. Gully out of the corner, jump shot short. Long rebound. Almost lost. It is lost by Sean Smith. Went diving through that zone. Got a hand on it, but couldn't get a second hand. Out of bounds to Dixie. 12:09, and right now, Dixie in control of the ball game. 12:09 left in the first half. 22-10, Dixie out in front. Brent Wade looks for help. Wade to Parrish. Top of the key, jump shot. Up, no good. Rebound, Dan Bell. Head fakes. Back to the basket. Puts it up and in. They call travel again on Dan Bell. Bell has had three travel calls, and Brent Stevenson ready to come in. Dan Bell to sit down. Bell may be having some problems with that lower back. He looks a little stiff out there. But Bell doing the job. 22-10, 12-point lead by Dixie with 11:51 left in the first half. 3-2 zone by Dixie at the angle. It goes to Sean Smith. Smith from Las Vegas, the lock at the point, working at the point guard. Long jump shot by Petrick, no good. Rebound bounced around to Steve Schreiner. Nope, not Schreiner. It's Gully up over the back of Schreiner. Schreiner looked like he was over the back of Casper, and it says, nope, Tony Gully, the little guard from behind, went up over the back of Schreiner. That's the 15 foul. On Casper, Dixie has 14 fouls. 22-10, Dixie out in front by 12 with 11:37 left in the first half of play. Maxwell at the left angle to Parrish. Parrish looks for help. Head fake. Can't get the shot away. Bounce pass intended for Schreiner. Knocked away. Stolen by Wade. But Wade loses it off the end line. So Casper with the basketball. Dixie trying to struggle to get the shot away that time. 11:24 left in the first half. 22-10. Dixie out in front. And Dixie's defense doing a job on Casper right now. Locke at the point. Looks for help. Left angle. It goes to Gully. The only man with a hot hand. Forces the 20-footer. Too long. Long rebound comes to Clark. He misses everything. Rebound taken out of the air by Schreiner. Outlet pass to Wade. Here comes the fast break. Three on three. Wade has the ball dribbled away. Dribbles it right back into his own hand. Maxwell at the angle to Stevenson. Slips, goes down, maintains the dribble. Leaves it for Brent Wade. Wade wants to get it back to Stevenson. Stevenson has turned on to his offense tonight. Steve Schreiner pushing off underneath, trying to get position, and all over him was Petrick, and Schreiner gave a little shove with the right hand. That's number one personal on Schreiner, 15 foul on Dixie, 22-10. Dixie out in front, and it stayed that way for a couple of minutes now. Neither team can seem to get a point. Dixie will stay in that 3-2 zone until Casper proves they can shoot over it. At the angle to Locke, into the corner to Petrick, back to Locke. At the point, it goes to Gully. Left side to Sean Smith, to the left corner. It goes to Petrick, back to Gully from 22. Shot up, no good. Rebound tapped by Schreiner, grabbed by Schreiner. To Robert Maxwell, 3-on-1. Maxwell, bounce pass intended for Parrish, kicked by Locke. Good defensive play by Locke. That broke up a 3-on-1 fast break. It's out of bounds to the Rebels under their own basket. Sweet Erickson would like to take home a national championship, inducted into the Hall of Fame. Inbounds comes to Maxwell. Top of the key, jump shot, good. Robert Maxwell. Maxwell, who's missed a shot tonight, that is his perfect string, gets his first basket of the night, 24-10, and Dixie by 14 again. That matches the widest margin of the game, 10-13 left in the half. Into the corner goes to Petrick, back to Peter Locke. Dixie staying with that trapping 3-2 zone. Lob underneath goes to Petrick. Petrick lays it up and in, gets away from Stevenson. Casper gets it back within 12, 24-12. Maxwell at the angle to Avery and Parrish. Parrish trying to find Schreiner. Whirls, bounce pass to Schreiner. Turnaround five-footer, no good. Long rebound taken by Clark. Outlet pass comes to Locke. Lead pass into forecourt to Gully against Maxwell. Leans in, tries to force the shot, loses it. And they call the foul on whom? On Maxwell or on Parrish? The question is, which way does it go? No, it goes on Stevenson. Question was, where was Stevenson? Stevenson apparently reaching in away from the action. Who is the foul on? Is it on Brent Stevenson? Yes, it is. That should be number two on Brent Stevenson. Out of the lineup comes Stevenson. Inbounds comes, in comes Bell. They have that listed as number one. I have that as number two. We'll double check. At the angle to Peter Locke. Locke looks for help into the corner. It goes to Petrie. Back to Locke from 18. Good. And Peter Locke gets the shot. 24-14. Four unanswered points by Casper. Dixie out in front by 10 with 9:25 left in half. Maxwell at the angle to Parrish. Parrish has a notion, doesn't take the shot. It fakes, now leaves it for Maxwell out in front. Front man-to-man defense by Casper to Schreiner in the corner. Law pass intended for Parrish. Thrown away. Dixie with a silly pass to Gully. Gully loses the dribble. Maxwell almost picks it up. At the angle it goes to Peter Locke. And Casper, being patient, trying to set things up again. Trailing by 10 points in the corner. It goes to Petrick, out in front to Gully. Lob pass to the baseline to Petrick. Jump shot, Petrick misses the front of the rim. Rebound, bounced out to Wade, to Robert Maxwell. One-on-one, Maxwell, 10-footer, no good. Rebound, gathered in by Maxwell. In the lane, bounce pass to Schreiner. Baseline, 10-footer, no good. Rebound, gathered in by Locke. And Dixie, struggling with the offense again. They had a quick hot period after struggling early. Now they're struggling again with their shots. At the angle, Peter Locke with the basketball to the baseline. It goes to Petrick. Back out in front to Locke. Jump shot, no good. Rebound tapped up and in by Sean Smith. 6 unanswered points by Casper, 24-16. And Dixie's offense still looking a little sluggish. Last couple of times down the floor. Maxwell, ball dribbled away from Wade by Locke as the pass went to Wade. Locke lays it up and in, and the foul will go to Brent Wade. And Dixie suddenly going flat. Locke has the basket, a chance for the three-point play, and here comes Ricky Henry. 24-16. Make it 24-18. 8 unanswered points, and similar to what's taken place in the last couple of games with Dixie. Get a hot spell early, then go stone cold for a few minutes. And the other team gets back into it. Dixie, with a chance to break the game wide open, could not get the shots to fall. 24-18. Dixie out in front by 6 with 8:09 left in the first half. Locke trying to complete the three-point play has missed 2 free throws. Make it 3 he's missed. Rebound taken by Schreiner to Robert Maxwell. 24-18. Maxwell to walk it into forecourt with 8 minutes left in the half. Dixie has gone quite a while with only 2 points. Parrish in the lane. Ball stripped away from him as he goes up for the shot. Parrish gets it back, gets it to Maxwell. To Dan Bell, has an ocean. Pass goes to Parrish. Ball knocked away on the floor, taken by Tony Gulley. Outlet pass, dribbled away by Maxwell. Gulley gets it back, lays it up, no good. Rebound tapped around, out in front it goes to Petrick. Shot blocked, and they call a foul on whom? Apparently on Maxwell reaching in. And Maxwell has his second, and Casper will shoot too. Dixie having the offense clog up and suddenly looking very tired. 7:39 left in the first half of play. 8 unanswered points by Casper after Dixie led by 14, and it's only a 6-point lead at this point. 7:39 left in the game. Second personal on Maxwell at the free throw line is Petrick. Petrick with 2 baskets to his credit. First shot is too long. 17 fouls on Dixie, only 5 on Casper, and Casper had 4-1 at one point. Personal foul. Second shot up and good. And Casper finally hits a free throw. 1-for-5 from the free throw line. 24-19. 9 unanswered points by Casper. Parrish in the corner. Looks for help. Trying to find somebody. Gets it to Ricky Henry at the angle. Henry looks for help. Trying to find somebody in the post position. Henry at the right angle. Goes to Dan Bell. Trying to find Schreiner. Bounce pass goes to Schreiner. Turn around 5-footer up. Hangs and falls. Looked like it was going to pop out, but Schreiner, with a soft touch, gets his third basket, make it 26-19. That ends a 9-point streak by Casper. Dixie back to man-to-man defense. Gulley into forecourt against Maxwell. Reverses in the lane. Pulls up with a fallaway right-hander. No good. Rebound batted around on the floor, taken by Ricky Henry. Reach-in foul will go to David Towns, who's into the lineup as a guard for Casper. Towns gets his first personal. That's the 16th foul on Casper. One is one situation for both sides the rest of the night. Ready to come in is DeMoncos. This is an interesting matchup. The only two teams west of Hutchinson, Kansas, Casper and Dixie, are the two that are playing right now. The only two teams west of Hutchinson, Kansas. 6:57 left in the first half, 26-19. Dixie out in front. And the offense, at times, looking sluggish. Bell at the angle. Bounce pass goes to Parrish. Parrish, it takes along the baseline. Can't get the shot away. Turn around, fall away, right-hander, no good. Rebound, and the foul will go to Schreiner on the back of Casper. Casper will shoot 1-1. Schreiner with his second personal foul. 1-1 coming up for the Thunderbirds. 26-19. Neil Roberts looking a little frustrated along the sideline. Dixie's last time they were in the tournament looked a little sluggish in the first half against Mercer County of New Jersey. Looked a little sluggish the first time Neil Roberts got here in the first half against Wilmer, Minnesota. Maxwell to take a breather. Brent Wade to come into the lineup. At the free throw line is DeMoncos to shoot 1-1. 26-19. DeMoncos with the left hand soft and good. And DeMoncos has his first free throw. DeMoncos has been averaging 12 points a game. Part-time starter. Started early. Had a stress fracture of the foot and sat out for a while. Then became the top reserve. Second shot, no good. Rebound cleaned away by Schreiner. Outlet pass, Dixie with the basketball. Ricky Henry, man-to-man defense by the Thunderbirds. Henry makes the move, free throw line, jump shot up, no good. Long rebound comes out to Peter Locke. Here comes Casper on the run into forecourt, across the 10-second line. Locke looks for help. Dixie with a man-to-man defense. Locke at the angle. It goes to Smith, in deep to Clark. Turnaround right-hander, good, and Herb Clark getting hot. Clark has his second basket, 26-22. Dixie has been outscored 12-2. Dan Bell looks for help, trying to get it to Parrish. Cannot. Now gets it to Parrish. Double team. Ball stripped away and stolen by Tony Gulley. Gulley into forecourt. Three-on-one fast break. Ball stolen by Brent Wade. Three-on-one coming the other way to DeMarcus to Parrish. Lays it up and in. And assist by Brent Wade. Basket by Parrish. DeMarcus was the man to beat. Wade with the assist. Parrish with the basket. 28-22. Dixie by six again. Locke into forecourt against Ricky Henry. 5:44 left. Locke looks for help. Trying to get it to somebody. Gets it to the high postman, Clark. Turn around right-hander. No good. Rebound knocked away by Sean Smith. Out of bounds to Dixie. Schreiner was sandwiched between two Casper T-Birds and the man behind him. Smith knocked the ball away. 28-22. Dixie trying to expand out that lead if they can. 5:32 left in the first half. Wade at the angle. Out the free throw line. Cross court goes to Schreiner. Out in front it goes to Parrish. Free throw line jump shot. Good. Abraham Parrish. Four baskets on the night. 30-22. Four unanswered points by Dixie. DeMoncos. And Locke. Locke in backcourt being chased by Henry. Breaks the press into forecourt. Locke wants to get the shot over Henry. Leans in. Has the ball stripped away by Parrish. Stolen by Abraham Parrish. Three on one. Bounce pass to Ricky Henry. Lays it up. Foul by Peter Locke. Parrish almost got the assist on that. Locke went up to block it at 6'5 against 6'5 Ricky Henry. And Locke has his first personal foul. Henry will shoot two. We're going to go ahead and jinx Dixie. 6-for-6 from the free throw line is a team tonight. For Casper, 2-for-7 from the free throw line. 30-22. Dixie out in front by 8. Dixie got their first 6 points from the free throw line and shot field goal since. Henry has it almost pop out. Looked like a little bit of Orville Redenbacher's finest there, but came right back through. 31-22. Ricky Henry with 7 points on the night. 5:02 left in the first half. Dixie by 9 points. Henry, second shot in and out. That one did pop out. So that ends the string. Went right down in, came back out. That one looked truer than the first shot. 4:55 left. On the attack, Peter Locke being chased by Brent Wade. Bounce pass at the angle goes to Petrick. In deep, it goes to DeMoncos. DeMoncos against Schreiner. Turns around with a left hand shot. No good. Rebound. Battle for. Taken by Abraham Parrish. Fast break. Shovel pass goes to Ricky Henry. Free throw line jump shot. Henry, too long. Rebound. Off the fingertips of Henry. Gathers it in anyway. Left alone at 18 feet. Shot short. Rebound carried away by Peter DeMoncos. Casper with the rebound. 31-22. 4:27 left in a half. And Casper being patient on offense against Dixie's defense. At the angle, Sean Smith. Left fly from 20. Short. Rebound gathered in by Dan Bell. To Brent Wade. Casper cold from the field, too. Wade into forecourt. Free throw line. Buzzes the pass to Parrish. Parrish fall away 15-footer. Goes over the basket. Rebound brought down by Sean Smith. And Parrish is forcing the shots now. Taking the shots he normally does, but does not look like he has his flow like he normally does. DeMoncos against Schreiner. Out in front it comes to Petrick against Henry. Petrick leans in. Right-hander too hard. Rebound taken by Schreiner. 3-on-2 fast break. Wade buzzing to the basket. Leans in, hooks it up. No good. They call a travel on Wade. Slipped as he tried to put up the shot. Tried to get the shot up when he could feel his feet slip. And got called for travel anyway. More substitutions for Casper. Josh Bergen ready to come in for Dixie. Let's see if we can pick up the substitutions. Petrick in there. Let's see who else is in there. Number 30 in for the first time is Levy Latson, a 6'6 freshman. Latson into the lineup. Gully, Sean Smith, and Peter Locke, along with Petrick for Casper. Dixie has Josh Bergen in there for the first time. 31-22, Dixie by 9. Trying to find the postman. They get it to Smith. Turn around right-hander. Smith, good. Sean Smith, 6'6 and long arm. Gets the basket. Correction, it's Latson with the rebound. Shot no good by Dixie. Schreiner gets the long rebound, goes right back to the basket and puts it up and in. B. Schreiner with his fourth basket. Dixie by 9 again, 33-24 with 3:14 left in the half. Neither team has shot particularly well, but Dixie does have a 9-point lead. Locke at the angle to Petrick. Petrick can shoot from out there. Looks for help. Clears it out in front to Tony Gulley. Gulley at the free throw line. Leans in, right-hander partially deflected, but goes in anyway. And Tony Gulley has four baskets. 33-26, Dixie by 7. Henry into forecourt. It's just kind of a slow ebb and flow between these two teams over the last few minutes. Wade drives the lane, puts it up, no good. Rebound came off too hard. Outlet pass comes to Tony Gulley, lays it up and slams it home, a six-footer. Gulley with five baskets, making a five-point lead, 33-28. And Dixie looking a good step slow now against Casper, slower than they should. Henry drives, puts it up, no good. Dixie forcing some shots, one shot and that's it. The rebound comes out to Gulley, who slams it home again, and Dixie looking totally disorganized on offense. Timeout, Dixie. Casper back within three. 33-30, Dixie back in 60 seconds.
Now Sun Capital Bank.
Dixie being outscored 8-2, and a lot of it is everything's become, looks like every man for himself offense, and that is not the Dixie offense. Back into the lineup, Robert Maxwell. Back in, Abraham Parrish. Bergen, Schreiner, Maxwell, Wade and Parrish. And Tony Gulley has had some breakaway slam dunks for 12 points. Man-to-man defense by Casper. Dixie needs to get the offense moving. In the corner it goes to Parrish. Long jump shot. Parrish, good! Abraham Parrish taking control. With his fifth basket, make it 35-30. A minute 57 left in the half. Dixie struggling a little bit against Casper. After looking like they were in control for a while at the angle. Patrick out in front. It comes to Gulley. At the post, low post, it goes to Levy Latson. Latson trying to find somebody. To Patrick out of the corner, shot short. Long rebound to Schreiner. Outlet pass comes to Maxwell. Two on three. Maxwell holds up and then finds the lane to the basket and just keeps going. Maxwell lays it up and in. Maxwell saw the defense relax just a little bit as Maxwell slowed down, and so he went right to the basket. Double teamed by the guards. Out in front, Gulley from 30, in and out. Rebound brought down by Bergen. Outlet pass to Brent Wade. Three on one, fast break. Wade to the basket, will not get the ball to fall. Rebound brought down by Lassett. Wade trying to force the layup, and Neil Roberts waiting for the foul that time. In backcourt, Peter Locke. Dixie by 7, 37-30. Four unanswered points by the Rebels. Locke looks for help with 57 seconds left. Out in front it comes to Gulley against Wade. Ball knocked away by Wade. Out of bounds. 53 seconds left in the game. In the first half. 37-30. Dixie by 7 points. Coming out is Patrick. Coming back in is Herb Clark. For Casper, trying to find somebody in bounds. Does so in the corner to Levy Latson. Latson gets it to Tony Gulley. Gulley wears a T-shirt under the jersey. So does Peter Locke, 43 seconds left, 37-30. Will Casper go for one shot? They're backing away. Dixie into that 3-2 zone, and they'll stay there. Gulley, lob pass into the corner, goes to Smith. Lob underneath to Clark, turnaround right-hander. Good, got behind Josh Bergen. Clark gets his third basket. Lead pass comes to Parrish into forecourt. Double team on Parrish. Parrish tries to find somebody to pass it to. Bounce pass cross-court goes to Brent Wade. Wade signals one shot with 18 seconds left. 16 seconds left, 37-32, Dixie by 5. Now, Dixie to start the offense with 10 seconds left. Wade looks for help. At the left angle, he goes to Bergen. Bergen head fakes, can't get the shot away. Into the corner to Parrish. 18-footer, up no good. Rebound, Schreiner cannot follow. Dixie will not get the last basket. 37-32, Dixie by 5 at the end of the half. Let's take a two-minute break. We'll be back with a very special guest at the halftime. Back in 2 minutes. Ricky Henry. 6 to Brad Stevenson, who started off red hot. Steve Schreiner has 8 points, 10 points to Avery and Parrish. So the leading scorer is Tony Gulley. Parrish with 10. First half statistics, Dixie shooting 7 of 8 from the free throw line, 88%. Field goal percentage down, 45% for Dixie. For Casper, 29% from the free throw line, 44% from the field. Dixie's out-rebounded Casper, 25-18. Defensively, Dixie, 19-13. Offensive rebound, 6-5. It's out of bounds to Casper. Dixie ahead by 5, and Casper has the basketball. 37-32. Dixie out in front at the end of the first half. Locke across the 10-second line. In deep, it goes to Clark, who hooks it up and in from 10 points. And Herb Clark for Casper brings it back within 3 points. Brent Wade and Robert Maxwell starting a guard to begin the second half. Steve Schreiner, Abraham Parrish, and Brent Stevenson. Lob pass underneath to Stevenson, knocked away from Stevenson, into the hands of Parrish. Triple teams along the baseline. They call the offensive foul on Parrish. Hooking they call on Parrish, and that's personal foul. Let's check and see if that's number one on Parrish. Team foul number one on Dixie. 37-34. Dixie not getting the offense moving. as Casper, for some reason, has clogged Dixie's offense. Dixie, struggling. In backcourt, Petrick picked up by Schreiner, and the full court pressure by Dixie. Double team. Petrick trying to find somebody to pass it to, gets it to Sean Smith. Clears it back to Tony Gulley. Gulley against Maxwell. Gulley, averaging 21 points a game, had 12 the first half. Long shot out of the corner. Good, Gulley! And Tony Gulley with a hot hand has 14 points on the night. Back within one, 37-36. Dixie led by 14 at one point. 19-08 left in the ballgame. Just underway. Brent Way gets it to the point to Adrian Parrish. In deep intended for Schreiner. Schreiner turns too soon. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Casper. Casper trying to make it six unanswered points. Barrett back away from the action. Dixie with a man-to-man defense. Casper a little more patient on offense. Locke looks for help. Bounce pass at the angle. Goes to Petrick. And Casper starting to get the hot hand. Gulley from the top of the key. Good! And Casper, six unanswered points. Has a 38-37 lead over Dixie. And Dixie looking tired. 38-37. Casper out in front of Dixie. Dixie led by 14 at one point. 24-10. Into the corner it goes to Parrish. Parrish wants to make the move. Can't get the shot away. To the point it goes to Maxwell. To Brent Stevenson. Stevenson cross court to Brent Wade. Wade looks for help. Can't get the shot away. Into the corner to Maxwell. Out of the corner. Maxwell shot. Good. And Dixie gets the lead again. Robert Maxwell out of the left corner. 18 feet away. 39-38. Dixie by one again. And Dixie will keep the full court pressure. But right now, Casper shooting very, very well. 3-for-3 from the field in the second half. Peter Locke against Wade. Trying to get a stack underneath and get some screens. To Spring Gully. Out in front it comes to Sean Smith against Parrish. Parrish looks for help. Law pass gets over. Stevenson's head into the hand of Clark. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Maxwell. Maxwell into forecourt. Wants to go right to the basket. Cut off by Locke. Leaves it for Schreiner. Free throw line jumper. Too long. Rebound battered around by Maxwell. Taken by Parrish from 22. Shot no good. Rebound. Schreiner gets it. Wants to go back to the basket. Loses it. Into the hands of Parrish. Double teamed in the corner. Parrish looks for help. Can't find anybody. Now gets it to Maxwell. And they call a foul on Casper. Foul will go to Tony Gulley, and that should be number three on Gulley. Gulley should have his third, and Gulley has 16 points in this ballgame. Now has some foul trouble. That's the first team foul on Casper this half. Out of bounds to Dixie, under their own basket. Down will be who? Petrick. A little more muscle for Casper. Dixie, 46-42. Dan Bell ready to come into the lineup to replace Steve Schreiner. Schreiner, who had the hot hand, struggling a little bit in this ball game. It may be a little bit of the first game tension. Some of the ball clubs have shown it today. Inbound comes to DeMoncos. Casper trying to break the press. They've had to face that press all night. 46-42. Dixie by 4 points. At the angle, it goes to Jones. Back out in front, it comes to Locke. Locke at that point. Dixie into the 3-2 zone. At the left angle, it goes to DeMoncos. DeMoncos at the point, it goes to Peter Locke. Locke against Bell. Bell, the man, the middle man on that 3-2 zone. At the angle, it goes to Jones. Back out in front to Locke. Locke wants to make the move on Bell. Cannot. Into the corner it goes. Long jump shot. Jones. Good. And Andy Jones comes off the bench to do what Gulley was doing. That's hit the jump shot. 46-42. Dixie by two. Maxwell goes right to the baseline. Out in front to Bell. Trying to find Parrish. Instead goes into the corner to Stevenson. Lob underneath to Parrish. Parrish works and works and finally gets free. Stevenson with the assist. Parrish with a basket. 15 points. Avery and Parrish. Dixie by 4 points. 48-44. But Casper staying right with Dixie. 13:44 left in the ballgame. Pass comes into forecourt to Sean Smith. Smith to the high post. It goes to Clark. Back out in front. It goes to Locke. 13-game winning streak by Casper. 19-game winning streak by Dixie. At the angle, DeMoncos out in front to Peter Locke. Locke at the left angle to Jones. Into the corner. It goes to DeMoncos. Goes around Stevenson. Layup shot. No good. Rebound taken out of the air by Bell. And they call a foul, I believe, on Clark. On the rebound, and if it's Clark, that should be number three. Herb Clark, who... No correction, that should be number one on Clark. I had two on Smith earlier. Number one on Herb Clark. Out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. 48-44, Dixie by 4 points. Led by 14 at one point. You saw that lead disappear, and Casper take a one-point lead early in the second half. To the high post, it goes to right angle to Maxwell. Maxwell dishes off to Stevenson. Free throw line has to know she doesn't take the shot. At the angle, Parrish will take the shot and miss it. Rebound taken away from Bell. Finally picked up by Stevenson. Makes the move, trips, and goes down. Bell gets the basketball in the corner. Looks for help. Bill stiff in the back because of that fall against Eastern Arizona. Parrish goes in deep to Bell. Bell can't hang on to it. Gets it back out in front to Parrish. Presses the pass to Stevenson. In the lane, running five-footer, too hard. Rebound, grabbed by Bell. In the lane, bounce pass, finally saved. No, it isn't. Stevenson dribbles it out of bounds. Dixie just struggling to keep hold of the basketball and loses it out of bounds. Dixie with a chance to try to break things open with Tony Gulley out of there and cannot do it. 48-44. Casper with the basketball again. 12:40 left in the ballgame, and Dixie struggling. But these are good ball clubs. Casper is not in here by a fluke by any means. Locke looks for help. Into the lane to Clark. Turnaround right-hander. No good. Rebound. Batted around. Taken by DeMonco. So they call a foul on whom? It may be on Maxwell. Maxwell has his third personal foul. And that should be the third team foul on Dixie. Four team fouls on Casper. 48-44. Out of bounds to Casper under their own basket. If Dixie was looking like a world beater coming in, they are not right now. Casper looking very good. Relatively. At the angle, Peter Locke with the basketball. Dixie trying to clog the middle. Into the corner, it goes to Sean Smith. Out in front to Locke. Locke from 18. Shot too long. Rebound taken by Stevenson. Outlet pass comes to Wade. Wade into forecourt. Buzzes the pass to Parrish. Parrish right to the basket. Five-footer, no good. They call the offensive foul on Parrish. Casper got there for his second personal. Wade buzzed the pass to Parrish. Parrish went to the basket and commits the offensive foul. And Dixie trying to break things open a little bit, like running in sand right now. Just cannot get up momentum. 12:04 left in the ballgame. Dixie still leads by four, 48-44. Locke into forecourt. Dixie will shift to the man-to-man defense. Locke against Wade. Locke has the height advantage. Bounce pass in deep goes to DeMoncos against Bell. DeMoncos dribbles with the basketball, and they call a foul. Reach-in foul on Parrish. Parrish has his third personal foul all this half, and that's the 15th foul on Dixie. Parrish struggling. Schreiner in. Parrish to sit out. 11:50. Left in a ballgame. And Avery and Parrish just in a struggle right now. 48-44. Dixie leading by four. Lob pass comes way out in front to Jones. Dixie into the 3-2 zone. Jones at the angle. It goes to Locke. Back out in front to Jones. Right side it goes to DeMoncos. DeMoncos. Back to Jones. Top of the key jump shot over Bell. Deflected. Taken out of the air by Schreiner. Bell got a partial deflection on that. Into forecourt. Brent Wade with the basketball. Wade out in front to the point. It goes to Robert Maxwell. Back to Brent Wade. Wade from 20. Up. No good. Too long. Rebound. Brought down by Locke. And Dixie into the one pass and a shot again. 48-44. Dixie by four with 11:18 left in the game. And Dixie, bounce pass in deep, goes to DeMoncos. Lane in right-hander, good, over Bell, and DeMoncos brings it back within two. In backcourt. Maxwell across the 10-second line. Dixie leads by a scant 2 points, 48-46. Bell looks for help, goes to Brent Wade. Wade against Locke, drives, leaves it for Bell along the baseline, doesn't take the shot, has a notion to Stevenson at the angle, it goes to Schreiner. Schreiner fall away, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, and they call a foul on whom? Bell reaching in. Neil Roberts complaining that Bell was fouled. Bell gets his second personal foul. That's the 16th foul. Dixie may want a timeout. Dixie leads by a narrow 2 points, 48-46, and the offense has gone flat. 10:49 left. Timeout. Dixie back in 60 seconds. Left in a game. Dixie led by 14 in the first half and then has gone flat. And they have not played well offensively. Defensively, Dixie has kept Casper from getting too hot, except for Tony Gulley, who is back into the Clark. Turnaround right-hander, soft, not enough. Rebound gathered in by Stevenson. Outlet pass to Maxwell. 3-on-2 fast break. Maxwell to Schreiner. Schreiner makes the move. Layback shot, good. Schreiner went up under the basket, laid it back. At the right angle, it goes to Sean Smith. Lob underneath, stolen by Stevenson, and the foul. Clark on the push-off. Stevenson went high for the lob pass, and Clark pushed off underneath. That should be the 15th foul on Casper this half. Six on Dixie. Casper has one more to give. Dixie puts Casper in the one-on-one situation. Oh, correction, that's 16 fouls on Casper. Dixie into forecourt, leading by four. Schreiner wants the basketball. Bounce pass underneath the Bell. Goes up, foul on DeMoncos. Schreiner with the inlet pass to Bell, and Bell will shoot free throws. DeMoncos comes up with his first personal. Petrick out. Or Petrick in, I should say, and DeMoncos out. To the free throw line, Dan Bell to shoot a couple. Petrick in to replace DeMonco. 8:31 left in the game. Dixie by a narrow 4 points, 52-48. Bell to shoot free throws. First shot up, no good. Hung on the rim and then fell off. Bell was 2 for 2 before that shot. Bell obviously stiff from the fall he took at Eastern Arizona. Not as mobile as he can be. Second shot good. This one true. Bell, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 5 point lead by Dixie, 53-48. And full court pressure again by the Rebels. The T-Birds trying to handle it. Leave it. Dixie. Timeout with 7:43 left in the game. Back in 60 seconds.
To serve your financial needs even better, Sun Capital Bank now offers 2 convenient locations, and they invite you to use either of them regardless of where you opened your account. The original Sun Capital Bank at 60 South 100 East stands ready, willing, and able to serve you as usual. And the new Sun Capital Bank at 910 South Bluff Street does likewise. And they invite you to drop in, see their new facilities, and take advantage of their services there. Stock up on money-saving buys this week at Osco Drug, where it makes sense to shop. Gallon-sized jugs of distilled water, 77 cents each. Huggies on a coupon buy, regular $8.99, just $8.66. Other coupon buys are real money.
He's outscored Casper 7-2. That's why the T-Birds wanted a timeout. 7:35 left in the game, 55-48. Dixie out in front by 7. Not a good offensive show by Dixie, but they're starting to put it together now. Out in front, Locke against the man-to-man defense. At the angle, it goes to Smith against Bell. Out in front, it goes to Locke. Dixie working hard on defense. The offense went sour, so Dixie working hard on defense. At the right angle, it goes to Jones, who's back into the lineup, replacing Gully. Jones, long pass in deep, goes to Clark. Back out in front to Smith. Long jump shot. Soft, not enough. Rebound taken by Jones. Lays it up and in. Jones, a 6'3 guard, underneath with the big boys. Got the rebound and laid it in. 55-50. Dixie by 5. Maxwell at the point. At the angle, it goes to Dan Bell. Dixie trying to get away underneath for layup. Brent Wade, free throw line, shovels the pass to Maxwell. The foul will go to Locke, reaching in, and Wade will shoot 1-1. Locke has his third personal foul. Wade to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. 6:51 left in the game. Dixie by 5, 55-50. Dixie has not scored well over the last few ball games after averaging 97-plus on the year. Dixie's had scores of 86, 74, 78, and 84, but that's postseason play. It gets awfully tough. Wade, shot good. Brent Wade, first point of the night. In case you missed it, some other scores. NIT, Indiana over Richmond, 75-53 tonight. Virginia over St. Joseph, 68-61. Brent Wade, second shot up, soft and good. And Brent Wade has hit 2 straight. First 2 points of the night, Dixie by 7 again, 57-50. Casper trying to inbound against the full court pressure. Gets it to Jones. Casper handling the pressure fairly well, but not particularly a quick ball club. Petrick in backcourt. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Bell. Bell to Brent Wade. 2-on-2. Wade from 20. Good! Brent Wade! Early offense and Wade hits the shot. 59-50. Brent Wade and Rob Gentry have experience in this tournament. The two Dixie players who were here before. Lock into forecourt. Scramble on defense by Dixie as they're chasing that basketball. Out in front it comes to Smith. We may see Gully into the lineup soon for Casper. 6:17 left in the game. Dixie by 9 again. 59-50. At the angle it goes to Sean Smith. Smith looks for help. Out in front it goes to Locke. Locke at the point. Right side to Jones. Into the corner goes to Smith. Out to the point it goes to Locke. One bounce dribble. Puts it up. Deflected. Stolen by Dan Bell. Taken back out of the air by Andy Jones. Jones gets it to Locke. Casper fans and the cheerleaders are here. There's quite a few Casper fans. Foul stolen by Robert Maxwell as he starts, he kicks the ball, and they call it out of bounds. Maxwell stole it with the foot, and that's why it's out of bounds to Casper. Into the lineup comes Gully. To sit down is Petrick. Jones will move to a forward a little bit quicker. Or correction, Locke will move to a forward. Inbounds comes to Gully. Gully with three quick baskets early in the second half, had 18 points on the night. Law pass, still almost deflected by Stevenson, but deflected it into the hands of Clark, who followed it home. Maxwell into forecourt. It goes to Bell. Underneath it goes to Schreiner. Turn around, five-footer. Good, Steve Schreiner. Schreiner with 12 points on the night. Answers in kind, 61-52. Dixie by nine. 5:27 left. Stevenson almost had the steal as he deflected the lob pass, deflected it back out to the man in front of him. It was intended for the man behind him. 61-52, and Stevenson soaring sky high defensively. 5:27 left in the game. 61-52, Dixie by 9 points. Into forecourt, Gully against Wade, being bothered by Wade. Gully at the free throw line, wants to force the shot, cannot. Get it to Peter Locke, 5:15 left in the game. 61-52, Dixie by 9. Locke against Maxwell, bounce pass at the angle, goes to Jones. Looking for help, Jones lob in deep, goes to Clark. Turnaround right-hander, good, Herb Clark. And Clark, above his average, has 14 points on the night, averages 13 on the year. Second leading scorer for Casper. Into forecourt. Maxwell with a basketball. Dixie by 7, 61-54. 4:50 left in the game. Dixie to be a little more patient on offense. Open it up. Dan Bell in the lane. Fall away right-hander from five. Banks home. And there is a foul, and it may be on Gully. And if it is, that five. Bell was dumped in midair, protecting his back as he went down, landed on his left hip. Bell had the basket. Bank home. Gully fouls out with 4:44 left in the game. Gully is gone with 9 baskets on the night and a total of 18 points. Into the lineup comes Jones again. A correction comes to Moncos. Jones will move, will stay at that guard, and Locke will move back to the guard. Dan Bell a chance to complete the 3-point play. Dixie by 9, 63-54 with 4:44 left in the game. The Dixie band and cheerleaders and Rebelettes, the whole works, waiting with bated breath. Bell shot up and good, and Dan Bell completes the 3-point play. Total of 6 points on the night, 64-54, Dixie by 10. And trying to expand it out, Sean Smith in backcourt for Casper. Lob pass, almost deflected and stolen by Bell. Comes to Clark. Back to Peter Locke. Locke at the point. Dixie into that 3-2 zone. Locke on the right side to Jones. Right angle. It goes to DeMoncos, back to Locke. Left side it goes to Jones, double team. Jones goes right to the baseline, trying to find somebody to pass it to. Gets it to DeMoncos. Shot deflected by Schreiner, into the hands of Smith. Hooks it up, no good. Followed home by Clark. Clark with a jumping jack tip. Has 5 baskets this half, 8 on the night. 64-56, Dixie by 8 with 4:10 left in the game. Man-to-man defense by Casper. Maxwell being chased by Jones. Pass on the angle, intended for Wade. Stolen by Locke, who lays it up and in. So the pressure, and Maxwell throws the ball away. That's almost unheard of. Dixie back with a narrow 6-point lead, 64-58. 4 unanswered points by Casper. And the Thunderbirds will not give up. Maxwell looks for help, gets it to Schreiner. Tough defensive ball club. Casper, they will stay with you on that man-to-man. Maxwell wants to make the move, being chased. Needs some help. Maxwell gets away from his defender. Maxwell goes to Brent Wade, and Dixie to run some time off the clock. 3:30 left in the game. At the angle, it goes to Stevenson. Stevenson looks for help, gets it to Robert Maxwell at the angle against Jones. Maxwell backing away from trouble. Maxwell trying to get the screen, does so. Pass goes to Schreiner. Back to Maxwell, 64-58, 3:15 left in the game, and Dixie to play a little keep away against Jones. Maxwell trying to find the layup if Dixie can get one to Wade. Wade out in front to Schreiner. Back to Brent Wade to do a little of the ball handling. Wade against Locke. Pass goes to Robert Maxwell. Jones goes after the basketball and commits the foul on the reach in. Andy Jones with his first personal. And Maxwell to shoot 1-1. 2:59 left. Casper wants timeout with 2:59 left in the game. 64-58 Dixie back in 60 seconds. 64-58, Dixie out in front, and Robert Maxwell at the free throw line to shoot 1-1. That's normally right there for Dixie. Dixie has 3 men in double figures tonight. Maxwell, if he hits both ends of the 1-1, will have 10 on the night. 64-58. Maxwell has creeped into the tie. Ricky Henry is the number three scorer on the team. 64-58. Maxwell needs the first to have the second. Has the first. Maxwell with 9 points on the night. 65-58. Back to a 7-point lead. Dixie could not lead by more than 10 in the second half. Led by 14 in the first half. Second shot, Maxwell falls in. Maxwell with 10 points on the night. 66-58. 8-point lead and full court pressure. Abraham Parrish back into the lineup. Inbounds comes to Herb Clark. 2:57 left in the game. Casper College hanging tough. Will not give up. Pass goes to Sean Smith. At the free throw line, Smith will not take the shot. To Herb Clark. He goes out in front to Peter Locke. It looks like they're looking for either the layup or Locke to shoot. Pass intended underneath to Jones. Wade tries to deflect it. Jones puts it up and in, and they call the misses, I should say, up in and around, and the foul they call on Stevenson. Wade bumped Jones very well, thank you. And there was no foul call. Jones got the shot away and was clipped by Brent Stevenson, as Stevenson deflected it slightly. Shooting two will be Andy Jones, 66-58. Brent Stevenson with his fourth personal foul. Stevenson has fouled out of 10 games this year. And three straight. Shot by Jones. Good. First free throw in the second half for Casper. Casper was 2-for-7 in the first half. Jones has come off the bench with 5 points, replacing Gully. 66-59, 66-60. Back to a 6-point lead. 2:39 left in the game. And will Dixie play keep away again? Abraham Parrish in, replacing Schreiner. Pass by Wade, almost thrown away through the hands of Bell. Parrish starts to make the move, and a reach-in foul will be called on Sean Smith. Third personal on Smith with 2:30 left in the game, and Dixie will have to shoot free throws. 66-60. Dixie out in front by six, and Parrish to shoot 1-1. Parrish is 1-for-2 tonight, a total of 15 points. Parrish and Wade talking to each other. 66-60. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left in the game, a long 2 minutes of 30 seconds. One man is gone, foul-wise, for Casper. Dixie has a little trouble with Stevenson with four. Perry shot up and good. Perry, 16 points on the night. Abraham Parrish averaging 24 on the season. 2:30 left in the game, 67-60. Dixie to go after the pressure free throw. 2:30 left in the game. Perry shot up and good. Just barely got it across the front of the rim, but Parrish has 17 points on the night. Inbound against the full court pressure comes to Levy Latson. Latson into forecourt. It comes to Herb Clark. 2:24 left in the ballgame. Casper with the basketball. Clark trying to find somebody to pass it to. Gets it to Andy Jones. Jones leaves it for Locke. Jones, good reserve for replacing Gully. Locke forces the pass and went up for the shot, and it wasn't there. Smith will take the shot. Rebound, no good by Jones, and they call the foul on Wade. Jones seems to be the man at the right place at the right time. Andy Jones, hard-nosed youngster from Wheatland, Wyoming, 6'3", freshman. Seems to be right there. Wade has his second personal at the free throw line. Will be Andy Jones. Jones, 2-for-2 so far, and is doing the best job from the free throw line of any of the Thunderbirds. 68-60, Dixie by 8, shot, rattles home. Went around and around and around and around and finally went home. Andy Jones brings it back within 7, 68-61. 2 minutes, 11 seconds left in the game. Second shot up, no good. Rebound gathered in by Brent Stevenson. Dixie by 7 points. 2:07 left in the game, and Casper will extend out the man-to-man press. Will trap. Maxwell, bounce pass goes to Bell, and Dixie will keep track of it. Pass goes to Stevenson, to Maxwell. 1:57 left. Dixie wants to shoot free throws. Maxwell looks for help, goes to Parrish. Parrish? Trying to find somebody, wants to make the move. Parrish down the lane, dishes off to Stevenson to the basket, lays it up. He's blocked and it's a foul. Foul will go to Latson. Latson got up on top of Stevenson and committed the foul. Latson with his first personal. And Stevenson will shoot two. It's 4-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. With 1:46 left in the ball game. DeMoncos ready to come in. Rick DeMoncos will be in, replacing Herb Clark. Clark has been part of the offense for Casper. That seems strange. Seems strange. Clark has 5 field goals the second half, and DeMoncos replaces him. Stevenson shot good. Stevenson 5-for-5 from the free throw line. 13 points on the night. Had a good second half. Had a good first half. 6 points the first half. A lot of rebounds. Brent has gone the whole way, or most of the way. Second shot up and good. 14 points on the night for Brent Stevenson. 70-61. Dixie by 9 again with a minute 46 left. Dixie wants to move on in that championship bracket. Cross-court pass deflected by Maxwell but picked up by Casper. The pass by Locke stolen by Abraham Parrish. Parrish pulls out instead of going for the layup to Robert Maxwell. The clock is Dixie's opponent right now. A minute 30 left in the game. Brent Wade looking for help, trying to find Parrish. Cross-court pass goes to Maxwell instead. Maxwell looks for help. Will be chased. Brent Wade, 1:20 left in the ball game. Dixie by 9, 70-61. Wade with a jump pass to Maxwell. Maxwell double teams. Will pass to Brent Wade. Dixie to control the basketball to Dan Bell. Dixie just to hang on to it. It's not been a good offensive night, so why force it? Cross-court pass from Bell to Maxwell. Maxwell all alone on the far side. Casper chasing the basketball to Parrish at the point. 58 seconds left. Back to Maxwell. Down the sidelines it goes to Bell. Bell looks for help. Trying to get it to Parrish. Cannot. Now hands it to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell at the free throw line on the dribble. Curls out. Down the sidelines it goes to Stevenson. To Parrish. Parrish double-teamed at the free throw line. Comes out on the dribble. Leaves it for Brent Wade near the 10-second line. 40 seconds left in the game. Bounce pass goes to Maxwell. Lob pass to Parrish. Dixie playing keep away with 36 seconds left. Parrish gets away. Pass to the baseline to Stevenson. Underneath the Bell layup shot. No good. There will be a foul on Locke. Bell almost had the layup. But Locke hammered him from behind, and Locke has his fourth personal with 30 seconds left. Dixie, patient, patient, patient. Stevenson finally found Bell cutting to the basket all alone, and Locke chasing him. Fouls him. Went right up the back. Footprints between the numbers of the 4 and the 2. Into the lineup comes Petrick for Casper. Petrick at 6'6", 6'7". And at the free throw line, Dan Bell to shoot two. Bell is 4 for 5 on the night, a total of 6 points. 70-61, 30 seconds left. Shot by Bell. Good. 5 for 6 from the free throw line. 30 seconds left, 70-61. Dixie, if they win, will play the winner of Erie and DeKalb South. Second shot up and good by Bell. 72-61, ball knocked away by Maxwell. Maxwell looks for help. It goes back into the hands of Locke, I should say, with Casper. Jones forces the shot from the angle. No good. Rebound brought down by Stevenson. Outlet pass comes to Bell. 13 seconds left. 72-61, Dixie will have extended their winning streak to 20. Bell out in front to Maxwell. 6 seconds left. Cross court to Wade. Wade with 3 seconds left. Top of the key. Jump shot. Good, Brent Wade. That puts the finishing touches on the victory. Dixie with their 20th straight victory. Still in the championship bracket. 74-61 the final. Let's take a 2-minute break. We'll be back with the scoring totals. Back in 2 minutes.
Dixie Sunshine Village home.
Final score again, 74-61. Dixie wins over Casper. Let's take a 2-minute break. We'll be back with the scoring totals in this ball game. Back in 2 minutes.
Kent Hendrickson and his staff invite you to the newly decorated...
Close at the end of the first half by a 37-32 margin. Came back within 5, 37-32. Dixie then saw Casper score 6 straight points to begin the second half to take a 38-37 lead. Dixie came back to make it 39-37. Or 39-38, then 41-38. Casper could never come back and take the lead from that point on, but it was close. Casper patient on the offense, hustling on the defense, clogged the middle. Dixie's offense struggled most of the night, looked lethargic, looked like it was struggling most of the night, but finally able to get some things happening in late in the second half. Tony Gulley, who was red hot for Casper to begin the second half, hit 3 straight baskets after having 12 points in the first half. Then fouled out of the ball game with 4:44 left. And without that quickness and long-range shooting, Dixie's zone defense just clogged everything for Casper. And they tried to get back into the ball game. Andy Jones, with some heroic efforts in a reserve guard position, came back to keep Casper close. But that was most of the offense for Casper. It was Andy Jones in the closing seconds. Closing minutes, I should say, of the ball game. Dixie, on the other hand, Brent Stevenson, coming out of his doldrums, put on quite a show tonight, offensively and defensively. And Brent Stevenson helped lead the way. Brent Wade and Robert Maxwell, ball handling wise, kept things going. Abraham Parrish still struggling a little bit on offense. hit some key free throws, and baskets down the wire. Dan Bell, likewise, even though he's obviously hurting and sore from that bottom of the back injury that he had. This is one way of trying to say it delicately. Steve Schreiner not shooting as well as he had done in previous games, but still getting some key rebounds, some key defensive play, and got six key buckets tonight. Let's take a look at the Casper scoring first. David Towns played briefly in the first half, did not score. Leaves to Levy Lassen. Andy Jones came into the ballgame when Tony Gulley got into foul trouble. Jones had two field goals, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, and total 7 points on the night for Andy Jones. Also off the bench, Rick DeMonco. DeMonco had a basket, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, and total 3 points. It looked like he was going to be a world beater, but that was all he could get, was just the 2 points on the night. Peter Locke hit 4 field goals, missed all 3 of his free throws, finished with a total of 8 points. Herb Clark, number 2 scorer on the season, ended up with an outstanding night, 5 baskets in the second half, and Clark happened to be a number of times predicting, finished with 8 field goals, a total of 16 points. 8 field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 5 points. Tony Gulley fouled out of the ballgame with 4:44 left, and a total of 9 field goals and 18 points on the night. Let's take another 2-minute break. We hope to have this on the double. This is a long walk from down there up to here. We hope we've got Coach Roberts up here for a post-game interview. If not, we'll be back with the Dixie College scoring after this 2-minute break. 74-61 Dixie win over Casper. Back in 2 minutes.
Now, Sun Capital Bank doubles its service capacity for you, with not one, but 2 convenient locations to serve any and all of your financial needs. The original Sun Capital Bank at 60 South 100 East, and now the brand new location at 910 South Bluff. You can conduct your banking business at either location, regardless of where you opened your account with Sun Capital. Visit the new Sun Capital Bank lobby. Does make sense to shop off the drug in St. George, where a Clairol Mini Pro hair dryer costs you just $7.97 after rebate. Osco Drug even offers a do-it-yourself sprinkler clinic with all your needs, from PVC pipe and valves to rain jet impact heads or brass pop-up heads and sprinkler timers, all at money-saving prices. To top it off, for your lawn and garden work, Osco Drug offers a 4-cubic-foot wheelbarrow for just $29.88.
What's the best part of both?
Dixie with the victory, 74-61. We'll meet either Erie County or DeKalb. If I mentioned tomorrow, I was wrong, obviously. The game will be Thursday afternoon. We'll be on the air approximately 4:40 with that ball game Thursday afternoon. Championship bracket quarterfinals of the NJCAA National Championship from Hutchinson, Kansas. Dixie with 1 win under their belt. We'll be playing Thursday afternoon, 4:40, in the quarterfinals against either DeKalb South or against Erie College of Buffalo, New York. Let's take a look at Dixie's final scoring totals. Off the bench, Josh Bergen played quite a bit in the first half, did not score. Steve Schreiner came off the bench to hit 6 field goals and a total of 12 points. Brent Wade, who along with Robert Maxwell went wire to wire in the second half at the guard line. Maxwell and Wade played the entire second half, and the ball handling of Wade and Maxwell was part of the difference coming down to the end of the game. Wade finished with 2 field goals, including the last long shot, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 6 points for Wade. Among the starters, Robert Maxwell, 4 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 10 points. Ricky Henry, who appeared to be injured a little bit early in the first half, came up with 2 field goals, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, a total of 7 points on the night for Ricky Henry. Did not play at all in the second half. Taking a look at the forward situation, Dan Bell playing hurt, obviously injured, and a little stiff from what he has been, the way he has played before, has a field goal, and had a field goal and 6-4-5 from, or correction. 647 from the 647 from the free throw line on the night, and a total of 8 points for Dan Bell. For Brent Stevenson, super night. 4 field goals, 6 for 6 from the free throw line, a total of 14 points. And for Avery and Perry, 7 field goals, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, a total of 17 points. Neil Roberts is on his way. We'll be talking with Neil Roberts after this 2-minute break. 74-61, Dixie over Casper. Let's take 2 minutes and be back with the winning coach tonight. Back in 2 minutes. Your opponent tomorrow night.
Well, one of them will be, and it's nice to be playing the later game rather than the earlier. But Erie, New York, and DeKalb, Georgia, or South Georgia, two basketball teams that we're very interested in because about the same time, I believe, we get them on Thursday.
I kept saying tomorrow. It is Thursday, 4:40 broadcast time on KDXU. Tonight, a little bit of a doldrums early on the offense.
Well, I thought early in the ball game we really ran the offense quite well. It was towards the end of the first half and through the third quarter that we were really sluggish. And they were just playing a straight man and doing a decent job, and we would not set picks, and we just weren't doing the things that it takes to do. And finally we made some substitutions, got a little different basketball player on the floor where they had run the offense, and then we got a lot of easy stuff. But a couple of players really did a fine job. I thought Robert and Brent Wade really did a great job defensively and kept the good pressure on. They were playing against one of the better offensive players in the Western United States. He really plays quite well, and they just wore him out. And then also, I thought Brent Stevenson was back to his old form and really had a super job tonight.
Whatever the secret was, you found it.
Well, he and I had a little chat, and we spent a few minutes together, and he's just trying too hard, and we just tried to get him to relax and play the game and really concentrate on the floor all the time, not just when his man has the ball or when in a situation to score, but he'd get himself in trouble because he'd lose concentration at times. But tonight he stayed with it. We were able to play 10 minutes with without him the first half with Schreiner in there that had another excellent ball game. And I was very proud of our kids tonight.
A little different combination got your offense going in the second half.
Well, it wasn't so much the offense that they got going, but by having Wade and Maxwell on the floor together, our defense was a little better. Ricky was in another world tonight. Maybe it was the pressures of the big arena and doing some things, but he came down and missed 8 shots in a row in the first half, and we just shot ourselves out of it. So we just made those changes, and it really helped us out.
Josh Bergen gave you some quality time in the first half?
He did again. Every time that Josh has had an opportunity to play, he's given us quality time.
Looking at DeKalb South and Erie County, do you know anything about either one of them?
No, this is the first, I don't even know who their players are. I have no idea. And they, same with them. I'm sure that Erie, New York did not fly to St. George to watch us play, and especially to Coeur d'Alene and Thatcher. That's the other end of the world. But two fine basketball teams, and it's so good to get that first one out of the way because your teams are so nervous and they get uptight and they realize that they're in the national championship, and sometimes it just scares you to death, and it's nice to get it over with.
Feeling in the locker room is now we can relax and play?
Yes, and plus our team has been traditionally the type of basketball team that bounces back and really plays a lot better on second, third nights. And, you know, if we were really concerned about this one tonight because of the situation. We had to work so hard to get here and go from Thatcher, and we actually were up all night in Phoenix and the travel and then laying around for a couple of days back here and not really having an opportunity to work very hard. I was really happy to get this one out of the way. And if we can get back and play as crisp and as hard and as aggressive as we have done all year long, we're going to win this year, Larry.
Dan Bell still looks a little stiff. How is the injury, though?
He said he's fine. He has no problems with it at all. In fact, going down the wire, Dan really played quite well. I think the reason we got the offense going was Abe was trying to do too much with the basketball again, so we took him out and went with the three different inside players, and then they were able to screen and work each other, and we got a lot of cheap stuff out of it. But Abe just took too much on himself. I'm sure that next time out he'll play better.
Did play better when you put him back in at the end.
Yes, he did. He had a big steal, and really it was his steal that put the ball game away, and it was his steal that that just put it out of reach for them. And then we came back. He made his free throws. He did everything that was asked of him there at the ball game, and he ended up to be our leading scorer again, even though he did sit out for 10 minutes in the ball game.
Coach Neil Roberts, congratulations on the victory, and we'll do this again Thursday. Good luck.
Well, we'll sure be here, and we're going to stay here on this late-night stuff all this week.
Thank you, Coach Neil Roberts. final score again, 74-61. Dixie comes up with the victory over Casper Community College. Out of Casper, Wyoming. Dixie now 32-1 on the season, 20-game winning streak, and in the championship bracket will play either DeKalb South or Erie College of New York come Thursday afternoon, we'll be on the air at 4:40. Larry Jewell, thanking you for being with us tonight. XV Kelly and Nick Manning, the people that kept us on the air, we appreciate their support. We appreciate our sponsors of Dixie College Championship basketball action from the NJCAA National Title Tournament in Hutchinson, Kansas. Larry Jewell reminding you the score once again, 74 for Dixie, 61 for Casper. Till we hear from each other again Thursday afternoon at 4:40. Take care now, you hear?
This has been a presentation of KDXU Sports.